This week in the Missouri Senate, we review a new state law that relates to water.
Senator Jamie Berger, representing the 27th District, here to present Senate Bill 82.
Senate Bill 2982 is legislation about one of our state's greatest natural resources, water, and how we can preserve and protect this resource. Water is even more special in Southeast.
Senate Bill 82 was pre-filed on December 1st, heard by the Missouri Senate Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources Committee on January 30th. Given first-round Missouri Senate approval on February 26th, sent to the Missouri House of Representatives on March 6th, sent to the executive branch on May 15th, and signed into law on July 14th. On the same day, the sponsor, Senator Jamie Berger of Benton, presented his measure in committee. Senator Jason Bean of Holcomb also presented his Senate Bill 29, both of which relate to water resources and preservation.
This legislation is the proactive approach to addressing the issue of water preservation. I'm not aware of any efforts of others to take our water yet, but it is already happening in North Dakota. With congressional funding, a 125-mile pipeline is diverting water out of the Missouri River Basin and transporting it to the Red River Basin.
Missouri has experienced several droughts, severe droughts as well over the last few years. This legislation will protect Missouri's interests first and protect Missouri citizens' existing rights to water for beneficial uses such as farming.
These proposals were not combined. While Senate Bill 29 did not achieve ultimate approval, Senate Bill 82 did. This new law says it is unlawful for any person to export water resources outside the state unless the person holds a water exportation permit issued by the Missouri Department of Natural Resources, subject to certain exemptions. It is also unlawful for any person to withdraw water for exportation by use of a pipeline facility unless the withdrawal and ultimate end use of the water is by a pipeline facility within 30 miles of the state border. Any person who withdraws water for exportation would annually report the water use volumes, withdrawal rates, and end use to DNR in a manner and on timelines determined by the department. Senator Tracy McCurry of St. Louis County is among the supporters.
It's a bill that would set up a process and procedure for water exportation from our state. You might be surprised to know that right now there is no process or procedure in place. One of the state's most valuable assets are our water assets. So I supported the bill because I think that we need to have some rules in place. It's a step in the right direction. And by putting some parameters in place, I think it's going to protect Missouri's rich water resources for future generations.
Senate Bill 82 became law on August 28th. Missouri senators continue to pre-file legislation for the next regular legislative session. These measures will receive their official bill numbers starting on December 1st. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.